AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Protesters have filled the streets behind Camden Yards in Baltimore, where the Orioles are hosting the Red Sox in 1 hour. At least 50 officers are standing guard at the stadium gates, with more officers nearby. In the meantime, the Police Officers Union in Baltimore says it's disappointed in the comments made by Police Commissioner Anthony Botts on the death of Freddie Gray, who died after he was injured in police custody. The Fraternal Order of Police says that's in direct contrast to the commissioner's own request not to jump to any conclusions. Tens of thousands of people are spending a cold, chilly night in the open under a sky after a powerful earthquake devastated Nepal today, killing almost 1,400 people, collapsing modern houses and also ancient temples, and triggering a landslide on Mount Everest. AP correspondent Ashok Sharma reports emergency crews are digging through the rubble, looking for survivors of the worst earthquake in 80 years.
Rescue teams are now busy removing the rubble, trying to save people, but really they have a big battle at hand because it's a mountainous area and reaching remote areas would not be very easy. And with the weatherman predicting some rain, tomorrow is going to be a very challenging and difficult day for them.
Nepal's devastating earthquake was the disaster experts knew was coming just a week ago. About 50 earthquake and social scientists from around the world came to Kathmandu to figure out how to get this poor, congested, overdeveloped, shoddily built area to prepare better for the big one. Did you watch Diane Sawyer's interview with former Olympian Bruce Jenner last night? If so, you were not alone. Almost 17 million people also watched it. This is AP Radio News. Some mainstream law firms are taking a long look at the marijuana industry.
With recreational marijuana legal in two states and more than 20 others approving medical marijuana, law firms are opening their own pot divisions to attract clients. University of Denver Law School professor Sam Kamen says the lawyers recognize a lucrative new industry, but they are also concerned about potential ethical and legal pitfalls. At one Seattle firm, the Marijuana Practice Group has a completely separate brand with its own website. I'm Tim McGuire.
Two sisters from Oklahoma survived for almost 2 weeks in their snow-covered SUV in a remote part of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. They survived on melted snow, Girl Scout cookies, and cheese puffs. 40 years after the final flight of Operation Babylift left Vietnam, 20 evacuees and their adopted families gathered today with some of the servicemen who took part in the rescue. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.